Hey gang, you know I've changed my tune on Bitcoin, meaning I know that a lot of you are Bitcoin curious, and that's okay. I know you're not putting all of your money into this. If you've been curious about Bitcoin but haven't made the jump yet, Cash App makes it easy. You can set up automatic purchases with zero fees or buy larger amounts, also with zero fees. Start small or go bigger. It's designed to be simple either way. So whether you're just learning or ready to try it out, it's built to meet you where you are. For a limited time, new customers can get $10 added to their balance. Just use code CASHAPP10 when you sign up. And don't forget this part. Send at least $5 to a friend in the first 2 weeks. Terms apply. Cash App is a financial services platform, not a bank. Banking services provided by Cash App's bank partners. Bitcoin services provided by Block, Inc. brand. For additional information, see the Bitcoin disclosures at cash.app/legal/podcast. Well, summer's just around the corner, and I know you're focused on getting that summer travel, that fun vacation booked. But with prices escalating, you really want to make sure you can afford this summer travel. Monarch is the personal finance app that tracks everything: accounts, investments, savings goals, and spending. Get your first year of Monarch Core for half off, just $50, with promo code Jill on Money. It's like having a financial advisor in your pocket. I was playing with their site and I found the visual flow of money so easy to understand. You might realize that by using Monarch Money that your lifestyle expenses are creeping up, or maybe that your savings rate has fallen off a little bit. Most apps tell you what you've already spent, but Monarch helps you map out big purchases to see if you're on track before it's too late. Use code Jill on Money at monarch.com to get your first year of Monarch Core half off at just $50. That's 50% off your first year at monarch.com with code Jill on Money. Welcome to the Jill on Money Show. It's Thursday, June 4th, and we are here answering your financial questions. And it could be anything that's on your mind financially. So it could be something about retirement. It might be about switching jobs. It might be, what are you doing with your bust out kid who just moved home after graduating from college? I mean, I didn't mean bust out. I just mean dealing with that. It could be dealing with your aging parents, which I just think is, you know, because I have an aging mother, it becomes a very big topic of conversation among me and my friends. And so whatever it is that's going on in your financial life, I really would love it if you could get in touch with us, because we're here to help you out. We're just going to meet you wherever you are. We don't need to go back into the past. We just want to know where you are today. Go to our website, jillonmoney.com. Click the contact us button. Write us a note. If you want to join us live, check the box. Mark will do everything else. And while you're on the website, check out all of the great content that lives there. And don't forget to subscribe to our new show. It's called Money Moves. And thank you all of you who have told us that there are other programs named Money Moves. I didn't name the show, but all that being said, there's nothing called Money Moves with Jill Schlesinger. I'll tell you that much. How about that, Mark? Is that the distinguishing characteristic of like 25 shows with the same name?
So far from what I'm seeing, yeah, that would be it.
You know, I told you I went to high school with another woman, girl, then, named Jill Schlesinger. It was oddly confusing. It was a very bad thing to have two kids named Jill Schlesinger in the same class, but it happened. Anyway, there's only one Jill Schlesinger who hosts financial stuff, and that's me. So go to our website, check out our content. We'd love for you to make sure that you are subscribing to the Money Moves podcast and show. Are you a YouTuber? Everybody is, Mark, except me. You have YouTube TV, don't you, Mark?
I did a long time ago, and then they dropped Tennis Channel, and then I dropped them.
Oh, because I'm thinking now of abandoning ship. I abandoned cable, as everyone knows. I told this long, torturous story about how I was practically crying on the phone to like let me cancel my cable subscription. I'm thinking about doing it in the city. I might be the last person in New York City to cut the cord. It's possible.
You're no longer going to save money, but it's just more convenient. But yeah, it costs probably almost as much as cable now.
Well, what else I guess so, because I'm going to well, maybe not, because when my employer Paramount buys Warner Brothers Discovery, I'll have HBO Max that gets floated into my Paramount app. That'd be kind of cool. Maybe I'll wait for that. And I do get a discount on that since it is Paramount. All right, let's stop talking about us. Hey, gang, if you have a question, again, jillonmoney.com, click the Contact Us button. Let's go talk to Audrey, who joins us from North Carolina. Hi, Audrey, how are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Tell us what's going on and how we can help you out.
So I am completely burned out with my current job.
Dude, I want to tell you something. You're like the voice of a generation, meaning I cannot tell you how many people are coming on the program right now. It feels like, Mark, it feels like now, I don't know, 6 years after the pandemic, this is the moment. How old are you, Audrey?
I'm 60.
Perfect. I understand it. Burnt out. Why do you think you're burnt out? Do you think that the job changed? Do you think you changed? Do you think the industry changed? What happened?
For me, it's simply the workload. It's just awful. I'm expected to do the work of maybe 1.5 people, and it's just too much. I have no work-life balance.
Oh, I'm so sorry for you. It's so funny because you know how everybody's saying like, oh, AI is going to take my job. I don't think that's exactly what's happening right now. I think that in this weird period where employers are like, I don't want to have a big headcount, but people like Audrey, we're just going to pile the work on. She knows how to do the work. We're just going to pile more on. She'll get more productive. And then by the time she's exhausted, we'll have AI to help out. That's my working thesis. But let's get back to you. How are we going to give you a work-life balance? Are you thinking about like pulling the plug right now?
Yes.
Okay. Are you married, single, partnered?
Married.
How old is your spouse?
65.
Working still or not?
Yes, working.
Okay. Plans to keep working or will, like, if you say I'm done, is spousey going to be like, you're not doing this without me?
Yes. He wants to throw in the towel as well.
I like that. Okay. So let's talk about the money you guys have saved and let's just figure out the way you can do this most efficiently. Okay. So tell us about the money you have saved first, and then we'll go into spouse.
Well, I have it all together. Is that okay?
All right. Sure. Perfect. Okay. Give it to us.
So for cash and CDs, we have $120,000.
Okay.
My work Roth is $134,000.
Okay.
We have a brokerage with $51,000.
Okay.
Traditional IRA, $1,648,000.
Can I just give you $1,650,000? I'm going to give you $2,000.
Sure.
Let's round up. Okay. It's a bull market. I'm rounding up. What's okay. Next?
Roth IRA for $223,000.
Okay.
I have an HSA with $23,000.
Mm-hmm.
I have some ESPP and RSUs.
What happens if you quit tomorrow? What happens to those? What's the value?
Well, those are vested fully.
Oh, okay. So RSU's vested. What is it?
$40,000.
And employee stock purchase?
Well, I have it all together. Sorry.
Okay. So that's the 440 is total?
Total, yes.
Okay, gotcha. Okay. Is that it for those, you know, investment stuff?
Well, yeah, but I have two stupid annuities that I need to know what to do with. They're awful.
That's so good. Mark, just clip that for me. I have two awful annuities. Okay. Let's do stupid annuity number one.
Number one is a non-qualified indexed annuity.
Uh-huh. How much is in there?
The accumulation value as of September of 2025 is $231,000.
Okay. So everyone listening, non-qualified, not a retirement plan, after-tax dollar went in. The money that went in, whatever it's grown to, beyond what you put into the contract, if you just blow out of the contract, essentially is taxable income. It's not capital gain. So that's just an important thing for everyone to know. Okay. So when did you buy stupid annuity number one?
So they're 12-year annuities.
12 years.
And they're up this coming September.
Ooh, I love your timing. Okay, great. Okay. Now let's go to stupid annuity number two.
Number two is an inherited IRA indexed annuity.
Oh God.
Yeah.
Someone crammed this down your throat. Okay.
Yep.
How much is in there?
$105,000.
Okay. So this is from 11 and a half years ago, I presume?
Yes.
Okay. We're going to get out of them anyway. So that's perfect. Fantastic.
Okay.
Anything else in the balance sheet here? Anything else like stuff you own? We'll get to the house in a second, but
no.
Just like, okay.
No.
So how about your house?
So our house is valued at about $500,000.
Mm-hmm. Mortgage?
Mortgage is $1,800 a month.
What's outstanding? What remains on that mortgage, do you think?
$102,000.
Interest rate?
2.875.
Stop it. Any other real estate besides the primary?
No.
Okay. Do you want to stay in this home?
Yes.
I mean, everybody's moving to North Carolina when they retire. You're already there. So
right.
good job on you.
Yeah.
Okay. Any pension income that you might be due, either of you?
I will get a whole whopping $430 a month.
All right. What should we spend that on? Is that, I'm going to call that your beverage allowance, which is you can have a lot of coffee and you can have a lot of booze. $430.
Right.
That okay. seems like reasonable. Okay. What about Social Security? What's the game plan?
So my husband would like to take it now.
Mm. How's his health?
His physical health is not good.
Oh, okay. That's a huge issue. Okay.
Yeah.
What's his Social Security benefit right now?
So his Social Security benefit at 65 mm-hmm. would be $2,273.
Say that one more time. I'm sorry.
$2,273.
Okay, mm-hmm. great. And for you, what about health insurance for you? Like, let's say you quit tomorrow. Mm-hmm. We have 5 years before Medicare.
Right.
Do you have an idea about health insurance?
Well, what I would do is I would do COBRA for 18 months.
Yeah.
And then I guess I would have to go out to the marketplace.
Okay. All right. So we're going to deal with that when we talk about how much money you spend.
Okay.
Right? Okay. Mm-hmm. So what's your Social Security benefit?
At what age?
Let's do 67. What the heck?
67 is 3624.
Yes. Yes, my queen. How's your health?
Good.
All right. What do you happen to have 70, just out of curiosity?
70 is 4572.
Ready for your hard question? Get ready, Audrey. Take a deep breath.
Okay.
How much money do you guys spend?
So I have a budget, and I kind of cushioned in healthcare, like COBRA, the cost of
sure
insurance. And I put a little extra in for like travel. So I'm going to say $11,000.
$11,000 a month.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Seems reasonable. Okay. Do you have grown kids? Any kids?
We have 4 grown kids that are launched.
4 kids?
Well, between us. Yeah.
Wow. Oh, second marriage?
Yes.
Oh, okay. All launched. That's yep. so nice. Congratulations.
Thank you.
How'd you guys do that? Kind of lucky, huh?
I guess we were just, yeah, probably luck had a lot to do with it.
I would imagine. So right now, how much do each of you earn?
So my salary is $124,000.
Mm-hmm.
And my husband's salary is $52,000. He was laid off from his job quite some time ago. And then mm-hmm. being 65, it was very hard. Yeah, it was very hard for him to find
I bet.
A job. So this is just a contract job for him.
Okay. But so what? He's working, money's right. coming in, but you know, he's kind of spent is what it sounds like.
Right.
Okay. I'm sort of thinking it goes something like this. What's your loyalty to like giving notice and when you want to do this? Like really what's your expectation about the year ahead?
I'm thinking maybe September timeframe.
Mm-hmm. Right. Like you're thinking what I'm thinking, maybe like when those annuities are ready to be annuitized.
Correct.
Uh-huh. Great. That's what I'm thinking too.
Okay.
Okay. The inherited IRA, I know that there is no, you don't have to take the money out. I understand that. When those annuities are up, these 12 years are up, what you could potentially do is annuitize stupid annuity number one, which is the non-qualified one.
Mm-hmm.
You could roll over the inherited, because you don't have to take that money out. You can take a little bit out every year, but you could roll it over into a more efficient. That's what I would say. You could. I'm not saying you have to, but we know that there's more money in the 231, right? Because we in the non-qualified. So what I would think is that when you say that you're 60, you say we try to annuitize this first one. And I think you want to try to get the money out over, I'm just trying to look at your time horizon here. Do we want to get that money out like a little bit at a time till 67 or 70? I'm trying to figure out which way we're going to lean on this.
Well, unfortunately, I have these and I don't really know a lot about them, but the fees are so high.
Yeah, but once you annuitize, the whole thing goes like it's much better. So you'd rather just get out as quickly as possible?
Yes.
Okay. So if we annuitize both of them, what happens is you know, there's going to be still taxable income, because what's going to happen is the inherited IRA, that's all going to be taxed. So we don't want to necessarily, we don't want to pull it out all tomorrow. You want to dribble it out. We really do. So maybe what we try to do is, like, you would want to get a quote on what it would be to annuitize each of these over a 5-year period.
Okay.
All right. And I think that what happens is, I'm not 100% sure about this, but I have to look at this contract. It could be that you could essentially say the fees might go down once you start annuitizing. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, if you just want out, there is also a case to be made where you say, okay, here's what you're going to do. You're going to take, come September, you stop working, and we're going to take 50 grand out of the stupid annuity number one, the non-qualified. Just going to take 50 out. Mm-hmm. Then you're going to wait till the beginning of the calendar year. Mm-hmm. And then you're going to take the whole inherited IRA and you're just going to take it out and you're going to pay tax on it. It's going to be $105,000 of taxable income. But you're going to use your, that, then you're basically saying, all I'm saying to you is that, like, I don't know if I want to take the whole tax hit in one calendar year.
Okay.
And then you can probably, you what you want to find out about the first annuity is, what is the tax liability? In other words, if I pulled the whole, if I did 50 grand out, ask them this. What would happen if I pulled out the whole $231,000, you know, in December of this year? What's the tax liability? We know what the tax liability for the other one is. It's $105,000. That's all going to be taxable. But we want to use these two chunks of money for you guys to live on for the first couple of years.
So the initial premium was $161,000.
For the annuity.
Yes.
$161,000. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it just shows you how bad these products are.
Yeah.
Meaning that, like, you know, because you're not going to have a huge tax liability. So $161,000. So it's $70,000 of taxable. So we have essentially about $175,000 of taxable income between the two annuities, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So if you guys both stopped working at the end of this year, you may basically be able to just, like, delay it. You can take, don't take all the money out this year. Wait, okay? You can take some money out of the first one. But like I said, like $50,000, then in the, you know, January 2nd, get all the money out of both of them. Make sure you understand that you're going to have taxable liability, but it's going to be very similar to your current income.
Right.
Okay. Now you're going to use that money to live on. So this gets us to, when's your birthday?
October.
Okay. So you'll be 61?
Yes.
Okay. So now we have you set for at least a year, basically, with that money.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you can, kind of, you get the money out of the annuities, you live on that. Now you're 62 years old. Now we have to get you from 62 to 67. And then what, from the, for those 5 years, you start pulling money out of the traditional assets. Just to be clear, your husband's first, yours second. Okay.
Okay.
It, because he's in poor health, we are going to get some assistance, because you're going to get a couple grand from his Social Security. So that's going to start coming in. Now, what then happens is you'll have his Social Security, your Social Security, and then, you know, once that kicks in at age 70, you're pulling less money out of your traditional account. I guess there's only, the only other thing is that if something comes up, like a health issue for your husband, there could be a little pressure on you. Meaning, like, if you had to dip into a lot of this money because you needed care in your home or something, you know, like something like that.
Uh-huh.
But I think we can deal. I don't think you're going to be able to afford long-term care insurance. And I don't think it really makes sense at this point to do it. And he has bad health. So it's kind of like that's already done. But I just want you to be aware that if something were to happen to him, you might not be able to spend $11,000 a month.
Okay.
Or you're going to spend $11,000 a month, but part of that's going to be for care for him.
Okay.
Fair?
Fair, yes.
All right. What else do I need to ask you? How about estate planning? Do you have your wills and your powers of attorney and your healthcare proxies done?
We have all of that done, yes.
Are you feeling okay? Are you ready to do this? That's what I want to know.
So what I was going to add is I really want to work part-time.
You do?
Yes.
That makes this all, that's a no-brainer.
I don't want to not work. I think my brain would turn to mush. So my first thing, I would ask my current employer, could I do that? But, you know, it's a person and a half job. It's not a, so I don't know what will happen there. But even if that doesn't work out,
you could figure something out. You can hustle a little is what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah, certainly.
And when you do part-time, what do you think you would you could earn? Like a couple, $3,000 a month?
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
Okay, that helps. If you're willing to work part-time, then that's amazing.
Yeah.
That'll make it work. And I'll tell you what, so who sold you these annuities? Some insurance guy, gal?
Yes, yes.
Okay. And the big chunk of money of those traditional assets, is somebody managing that or are you managing it?
I'm in Vanguard, so we have advisor.
Okay. One thing you could do with that advisor is just have them kind of pick apart the annuity and make sure that we are accounting for all the tax liability. That might be something that's worth, because you have an advisor there. It's great. Just another set of eyes on this that's looking at the documents so we're not missing anything, okay?
Okay, I do have one more question.
Anything.
The inherited IRA indexed annuity, could I just roll that into Vanguard?
You can. It would be another inherited IRA. They'd open it up for you. You could do that almost immediately. And it would be, you know, under the same rules. But just make sure you have all the original, like, here's the date of death certificate, so they don't treat it as an inherited IRA that you inherited, like, last year.
Okay.
But you can do that. Absolutely.
So do you recommend that?
I don't know. I sort of feel like you're going to want the money, but, you know, we'll see. But you could do that for sure. It depends kind of like, if you're all of a sudden you say, well, I said $2,000 or $3,000, but I'm, you know, I actually went to my company and they're like, how's $5,000 a month? You know what I mean? Like if you don't really need it right now, you can roll it over.
Okay.
Right? So some of this depends on like what you need.
Okay.
Audrey, you're in very good shape. You guys have done a lovely, lovely job managing this. And if you need anything else, just give us a jingle. How's that?
Thank you. I love your show.
You're very sweet. We love you. Thank goodness, Mark. We have the best audience. If you are like Audrey and her husband, like I'm tired, I don't know, like something's going on out there in the workplace. People are getting piles and piles of work and they're exhausted. And I hear that. So if that's you, or if it's more like you're in the early part of your career and you just don't like where things are going and you want to make a different decision going forward, give us a holler. Go to JillOnMoney.com, click the Contact Us button, write us a note. And if you want to come on the air, check the box. Don't forget to subscribe to our free weekly newsletter. It comes out tomorrow on Fridays. You can subscribe to us on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your favorite podcast. Hey, try to put your hands metaphorically on someone's back. Give someone a boost, would you? Change your work, change your wealth, change your life. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.